Упражнение к странице 501. 3А. Прочитайте текст вслух.
How Alex Dale met Deb Fennell. Alex spent his holiday at the seaside last summer. He stayed in a small hotel in Brighton and really felt happy. He didn't have to get up early. He didn't have to cook or wash up. He didn't have to work at all for 2 weeks. And the weather was wonderful. The hotel was comfortable and the other people were very nice too. One day, Alex noticed a young girl at breakfast. She looked like a film star. She was tall and slim with big blue eyes and beautiful fair hair. She was about 18 or 19. Alex liked her at once, but he was too shy to talk to her. The next day he saw her again and said hello to her, but she didn't hear. Every day Alex looked for a chance to talk to her, but he couldn't find one. On the last day of his stay in Brighton, Alex went up to the girl and said, good morning, and then asked, are you staying at this hotel too? That was how he met Deb.
Упражнение к странице 505. 1. Прочитайте вслух.
1. Phone Bill at his office. He may still be there. 2. John may still be away in France. He might have a lot of work to do there. 3. Let me try to find his address. It could be in my old telephone book. 4. You must be tired after your journey. Have a good rest. 5. Betty must know a lot about life in the country. She was born on a farm. 6. A computer like this can't be so expensive. 7. Where can Alice be? I need her to get the documents ready. 8. Don't wait for me. I might be late home tonight. 9. You must remember this place. We've already been here. 10. Can he really think so?
11. Your secretary must be very good at languages.
Oh yes, she can even speak Japanese.
Страница 505. 8. Послушайте и повторите.
200, 500, 900, 4000, 17000, 25000, 3 million, 12 million, 37 million.
550, 902, 3501, 448000, 100, 153, 1000, 1001.
2,100, 3,100,153, 1,000, 2,809,462, 1,000, 1,100, 1,990,
100th, 1,000th, 1,000,000th, 100, and 31st, 8,342nd.
Тексты для чтения, обсуждения и пересказа. Страница 513.
1. What makes a family happy? When people discuss family problems, I always think of my brother, his wife and children. My brother's 45 now, and my sister-in-law's 42. They aren't very old, are they? But they've already got a little grandson and are very happy about it. My brother met his wife at college when they were both in their first year. He was 21 then, and she was 18. When they got married, their life wasn't easy, of course. Their first child was born when they were still at college. It was so difficult for them to look after the baby and be good students at the same time. They did all the jobs in turn. One of them went to college and the other stayed with the baby. Their parents couldn't help them much because they both went out to work. But isn't it funny? When their son was only 2 years old, they decided to have another baby. Now their elder son's already married and has a little son. Their daughter is finishing school this year and wants to be a teacher. They are a happy family.
Страница 514.
2. Is life dull without a hobby? It's very pleasant to have an interesting job and learn to do well. But so many people can't live without a hobby. Some take photos or make films and slides and spend a lot of time with their cameras. Others dance or sing. One of my friends collects stamps. He's already got over 3,000 stamps from different countries. Great Britain and the United States, Holland and Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, China and Japan. Such a lot of lovely stamps of different sizes and colours. My friend keeps his stamps in albums and is very careful with them. The stamps help him to learn a lot of interesting things about the countries of the world. They're people's dates and events. When people ask him questions, he's ready to give answers and explanations, and it's always interesting to listen to him. Isn't it an excellent example of a useful hobby?
Страница 516.
3. What do you know about international organizations? As you know, international organizations do various kinds of work. They help their member countries to solve economic and political problems and settle international conflicts by peaceful means. The role of Russia in such organizations is very important. Now a few words about me and my work. I'm an economist with an international organization, and I'm the Russian representative here. My first name's Pavel, but my colleagues usually call me Paul. We try to help the developing countries with their problems, and at the moment, I'm collecting economic information on the subject. We all know this work's very important. Let me tell you, it's interesting too. We get a lot of mail every day. I like to look through it quickly first, and then I read some of the letters again carefully and answer them. Very often people phone me, and I answer the calls. Here you can see me at work. I'm on the phone, and I'm answering a question about some problems of industrial development.
Страница 517.
At a pub. A pub is typically English. It is a place where an Englishman goes to relax after a day's work. You can see all kinds of people in a pub. Men, women, factory workers, teachers, doctors, and policemen. What do all these people do? They drink beer, meet their friends, and discuss the news of the day. They can also have a meal there. Even in the large cities, every pub or local has its regular customers, or regulars, who go there every night. The barman knows them well, and they know each other, so they usually drink their beer and talk together. They sometimes play dominoes or a game called darts. There's a piano in many pubs, and on Saturday nights the customers occasionally stand around it and sing. The pianist is usually one of the customers. He plays and the people who sing to his music or listen usually pay for his drinks. That is the custom. Pubs usually open at 10 in the morning and are closed from 2 to 6 p.m. Before 2, a lot of people go to pubs for lunch. At 6, pubs open again and stay open till 10:30. Many English pubs are very old and have interesting names like the White Horse, the Porridge Pot, the Pig and Whistle, and others. There is usually a sign over the pub door with a picture illustrating its name.
Страница 518.
5. Jumbo. Many years ago, the London Zoo had a young elephant from Africa. His name was Jumbo. The elephant was very small, and lots of people went to the zoo to see him. The elephant grew very quickly. Soon, he learned to carry children on his back. One day, a rich American saw Jumbo and decided to buy him and take him to America to show him in the circus. He paid the London Zoo $2,000 for Jumbo. When the people of London heard about it, they wrote letters to the newspapers, and there were protest meetings. But neither letters nor meetings helped. The day came when Jumbo slowly walked to London Port. There were a lot of people in the streets who came to say goodbye to their friend. Jumbo went to America on a ship. In America, he was a circus elephant. He learned to carry things from one place to another, and he danced. He was very popular, and he lived a long life. His name is still in the English language. We say a jumbo jet when we speak of a big passenger plane. And when we want to say that a thing is very big, we say it's jumbo-sized.
Страницы 518-519.
6. A few examples of English humor. 1. Why do you borrow that guitar from the man next door? You can't play it.
I know, but while I have it, he can't play it either.
2.
Excuse me, sir. Who's that ugly woman near the window? Who could it be? She's my aunt, sir. Oh, it must be a mistake. Not the pleasant lady on the right, the unpleasant fat woman on the left. That, sir, is my wife.
3. The English know how to make tea and what it does for you. 7 cups of it wake you up in the morning. 9 cups put you to sleep at night. If you are hot, 10 makes you cool. And if you are cold, it makes you warm. If you take it in the middle of the morning, it stimulates you for work. If you drink it in the afternoon, it helps you to relax. If a spoon stands up in the tea, it's a good tea. If the spoon stands to fall, you cannot call it tea.